Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Ings, Sister. On the steamer City of Rome, Atlantic Ocean, August 4, 1887. Portions of this letter are published in 3 Bio 373. Dear Sister Ings, all right this morning. Had a beautiful night. The water as smooth as a placid lake. Would not think we were on the boat if we did not hear the machinery and feel a little motion. I shall miss you much. I became attached to you and shall feel the loss of your society. The weeks spent together have been very pleasant indeed. I wrote you in the hotel at Liverpool, and it was amid confusion indeed. Well, we have had things our own way pretty much. Elder Bordeaux is on this boat, by paying several pounds less, or about 3 or 4 pounds less, than first-class fare, he got a first-class ticket. Augustine is with him. Professor Coons had first-class ticket by the same rates. Brother Olson's son and himself found no place in second class, for every room was taken, and they made his ticket first class for nothing extra. We have a large number on board. We sit at a table all to ourselves, and we are well located. Mary is with me. Ella sleeps in lower berth, I upper, so that I can have the air more direct. Mary on the sofa seat with the sheets under her. We gained the point on having Ella come to the table. Mary gained the point that the porthole should be left open. The porter said they washed the deck at midnight, and the water would rush over the deck into the stateroom. Said we could leave it open only 1 hour more. When he came in to close it, Mary slipped a shilling in his hand and said she would close the window when the first little sprinkling of water should come in, and he said, all right. I cannot say I wish you were on board, but I was just going to say it, but will leave it not said, for it seems that the Lord is in your remaining, and I thank his name and commend you that you did stay, contrary to your inclination. I believe you will see that this is for the glory of God. We will expect to meet you, my dear companion in travel, in about 4 weeks. I appreciated the favors shown us by Brother and Sister Lane. I shall try to make good their favors if it is in my power. I am glad for this experience with them. And Brother Hilliard, I enjoyed his society much, and shall ever have a pleasant remembrance of this visit. I hope you will be of good courage. I wrote to Marion. I thought when W.C. White came, she had better come and remain in England if they engaged a house, and perhaps you could help her some in writing or copying. But let the Lord manage these things. I hope you will not do anything to heat your blood. You love to work. Laziness or shirking is not your besetting sin, and I think you have sinned in doing those things you love to do, but which were not for your good to do. My dear sister, I hope you will take good care of yourself for a few years to come. Extra care must be exercised by you. Just take good care of your health, and you will come out all right, I believe, if you trust in the Lord. Mary has stood the journey real well, but she looks thin and pale, and her hair makes her look odd. Now I close this, for this is the 14th page I have written this morning. Yours with respect.